This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. That's the sound of Celtic music with a Michigan twist. It's from a new group called Nessa, led by Kelly McDermott. And Kelly is with us now. Welcome to the program, Kelly.
Thank you.
Your musical career is really established here in the U.S. and in Canada and Europe. You have degrees in flute performance and music therapy from Michigan State, graduate degrees from Temple. How did you move from working as a teacher and a chamber and orchestral flute player to Celtic music?
Well, that's a very good question. It's a loaded question. So when I was in Philadelphia with my training, I stayed there for many years, and that's why I worked in orchestras and put together chamber groups. And I had my second baby, and my mom sort of lassoed me here, and which was the right thing. Though I had to kind of restart, you know, the teaching studio and get my name around. But within a year, I was playing with Flint Symphony, Saginaw Symphony. I played with Lansing, Michigan Opera Theater. So I kept that going while I had little babies. And then there was an assistant in my daughter's first grade class who was a guitarist, and people were trying to set us up. Huh. And it turns out he did have classical guitar, and I had done a fair amount of classical flute and guitar in Philly. And so I was excited to meet this person. But it turns out his main love was singer-songwriter. And so we were doing some classical concerts, and he one day gave me this song, and he said, "I want you to sing this." And I said, "I don't sing.
I play the flute."
I play the flute. And the funniest thing, we actually did like a little debut of our little group that we started at Carytown, which was mostly classical, but he stuck in a couple of these other songs that he wanted me to sing harmony. So to stand there by myself, and I was absolutely sure I would forget all the words and just, you know, sing way out of tune. And I didn't. And there was something that just kind of, I guess, woke up or became alive in that very moment. And then from then on, I always had a passion for Celtic music, and particular the really fun Irish jigs and that type of thing. But I started to just really find some amazing kind of energy in singing these old ballads, the old really, really sad stories. And just starting to find them and really get excited about singing them to audiences.
Hey, blackbird, haste to our feast. Sing while we toss at least. Hoppy, rompo, rompo. Hop our cone in glow.
And now you've got an album called Ancient Song Discoveries, Volume 1. Now, what you give us in your album through Nessa isn't the traditional Celtic music like Chieftains or Gaelic Storm or Planxty. How do you describe what you're doing with Nessa?
I'm influenced by all those people. I'm influenced by my classical stuff coming through. Two of the members in my band, Alex Annist and Rob Crozier, have serious degrees in jazz performance. So a little jazz comes through.
Mm-hmm.
And my life partner, Rob Crozier, who's also, you know, Wizard of Oz, the man behind the scene, he is the agent and the manager, and he books us. And just it's a real unbelievable passion that he and I have, where I think we feel like portals, more or less, where I will find a tune, and the tune kind of lives with me. And it won't go away. And then I kind of debut it for Rob. And he is just an incredible genius with hearing the song. And he closes his eyes. And within minutes, he'll say, well, if it's in 3-4, let's change it to 4-4.
Wow.
Or he has a ton of African drums. He'll start pounding a really cool rhythm. And he plays bass. He does bass loops. He plays guitar. Ukulele, he'll start just, and we usually just totally redo the harmony, often the rhythm, and then at that point, probably a counter melody will come through me. And one example of that on the CD is The Wind on the Moors, and then that little melody will just kind of start to drive me crazy, mm-hmm. And then we just patch it together.
speaking with Kelly McDermott, who's leader of the Celtic fusion group Nessa, and they're holding a release show for their new CD, Ancient Song Discoveries, Volume 1. It'll be Thursday night, December 3rd, at the Ark in Ann Arbor. You sing some of the songs in English and some in Gaelic, and that's devilishly hard to learn and speak. Why did you make that choice?
So beautiful. I couldn't, the one, the O Mon Yendu, Hey Mon Yendu on the mermaid croon, I just couldn't hear it in English. So the verse parts I do with in English, but then the chorus in Gaelic. And it's the same for another really cool song. In my research, I've been finding these walking songs. That also has a little bit of Gaelic in there. And I guess I just, it's so haunting and it's so ancient and otherworldly. It has such a vibe that I just stick it in there. And I have no idea if I'm doing it 100% right, but I think I'm close.
You know, Michigan really, really has a vibrant Celtic music scene. We have Claire Fiddler McGavin, and he's been teaching young Michigan musicians for years. Some of them from Southeast Michigan won very high honors at the Kilta's Kiltori Aran competition. So they took it right home to Ireland and did it. You've got the Saline Celtic Festival. The Michigan Irish Festival is in Muskegon. Every September, there are Irish dance schools, there are Highland pipe bands. Where do you want Nessa to fit into all of this?
That's a good question. I hope people are open to what we do, and we can pull it towards trad because we have a fiddler and a pipe player. But I just think it's really cool to bring in the African drums. You know, my one fiddle player is also mandolin. He's very bluegrass. So when he takes off on a solo, like just add water, he just jams on the mando with kind of a bluegrass feel to it. And then it is what it is, like the ingredients put together have this particular sound, this particular vibe, and I hope that people are open to it. There are some die-hard trad people who aren't as appreciative, but I just hope people are open.
Well, you certainly, I have to give a special pat to the totally lovely touch with the Uilleann pipes and flutes that you worked into the Lord of the Isles. Mm-hmm. So that would keep any traditional Celtic music fan very happy, but you really do have a lot of very, very interesting things that you're exploring. And I think the fact that your album is called Ancient Song Discoveries Volume 1 means you got Volume 2 on the way.
For sure. It's there. Ready to go.
Kelly McDermott, her Celtic fusion band Nessa will hold a release show for their new CD, Ancient Song Discoveries Volume 1, Thursday night, December 3rd at the Ark. And you can learn more by going to their website, nessamusic.com. Kelly, thank you so much for being with us.
All right. Thank you very much.